toast. What's up, everyone? Yours truly, Off-White here. And today, we are going to be discussing the USC Trojans 2024-2025 football schedule. This year in college football, we are witnessing the most significant movement of teams that I can recall all in one moment. As of August 2, 2024, USC has officially joined the Big Ten Conference. And the Big Ten has also eliminated divisions, bringing the conference to the following 18 teams. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan State, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Purdue, Rutgers, UCLA, USC, Washington, and Wisconsin. As for the Pac-12, it was already known that USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington were going to the Big Ten, and that Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah were joining the Big 12. This year, Cal and Stanford announced they would join the ACC. So the Pac-12 is currently comprised of just two teams, Washington State and Oregon State. Oregon State and Washington State have worked out a one-year deal with the Mountain West Conference for the 2024 season. Mountain West teams will play one game against either Washington State or Oregon State in 2024. Washington State or Oregon State won't be eligible for the Mountain West Championship. Most likely, Washington State and Oregon State will end up joining another conference. It may very well be the Mountain West, but it could also be any conference. The American Athletic Conference was reportedly interested in adding the remaining Pac-12 schools, but then they stopped considering those moves. So before we discuss the upcoming changes in the 2024-2025 college football season, I'd like to do a quick review of name, image, and likeness, otherwise known as NIL. College football has been an amateur sport since 1869. In June 2021, in the Supreme Court case, NCAA versus Alston, the Supreme Court ruled that the NCAA was not allowed to limit payments to students. So now, a student can be paid for their name, image, and likeness for use in products, advertisements, for companies, and in public appearances. And that brings us to another change this season, which is that schools will be able to pay their student athletes directly. In May 2024, the NCAA came up with a model under which schools could pay athletes directly via revenue share. Each school can distribute up to $20 million to its athletes. Another major difference this year is that every college football team will get two bye weeks. And this is due to a calendar issue regarding the placement of this year's Labor Day, which pushes the normal time frame between September and Thanksgiving from 13 weeks to 14 weeks. After 10 years in a four-team model, the college football playoff is expanding to 12 teams. There is an emphasis on earning conference championships, as the four highest-ranked conference champions will be seeded 1-4, and earn first-round byes to the quarterfinals. The fifth conference champion will be seated in the same position it was ranked, or 12 if lower than 12. Under this system, Notre Dame and other independents that don't play a conference championship game will never have a first-round bye. So, of the five conference champion teams, four will come from the Power Four conferences, and one will come from the Group of Five conferences. The Power Four conferences are considered to be elite and include the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the SEC. The Group of Five conferences are considered to be a level down and include American, Conference USA, the MAC, the Mountain West, and the SBC. I cheer for all student athletes, no matter their conference or division. The first round will be held December 20th and 21st at each higher seed's home field. Then we have the quarterfinals, Tuesday, December 31st. They'll play the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Wednesday, January 1st, we'll have the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. The semifinals will be held Thursday, January 9th, when they play the Orange Bowl in Miami, and Friday, January 10th, when they'll have the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas. The College Football Playoff Championship will be held Monday, January 20th, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Last year, the Trojans had a 7-5 regular season, which is disappointing considering the talent we had. We won the DirecTV Holiday Bowl versus Louisville, but Caleb Williams didn't play. Miller Moss, our starting quarterback for this year, threw for 6 touchdowns in that game. On August 19th, Lincoln Riley declared Miller Moss USC's starting quarterback. Moss attended Bishop Alemany High School in the San Fernando Valley, and he's been with the program since 2021, and he's gone through a lot to get to this position. Moss is not a running quarterback. He's more of a pocket quarterback, more of a system guy, which is good because Coach Riley is known for working well with that kind of athlete. And that brings us to this season. So my heart is optimistic, but my mind is pessimistic. I'm kind of down on Coach Riley and his tenure so far. Under his leadership, the team has had poor defense and really no fundamentals on defense. If we cannot shore up our defense and make it into something resembling a Big Ten team, we won't win in the new conference. The Trojans begin the year ranked 23rd. And now it's time for my start of season predictions. This is my 7th year of doing these, and up until last season, I had gotten 36 correct and 17 incorrect. During last season, I got 9 correct and 3 incorrect, which brings us to a total of 45 correct and 20 incorrect, a 69.2% winning percentage. All right, let's take a look at the schedule. The Trojans will face LSU, Utah State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Penn State, Maryland, Rutgers, Washington, Nebraska, UCLA, and Notre Dame in the regular season. Now let's take a look at what I think will happen. So, as you can see, I'm predicting an 8-4 regular season. So, as for the positive aspects of the schedule, we don't play Oregon and we don't play Ohio State, which is good because those are the two best teams in the Big Ten. We do play Michigan, but Michigan is a program that's currently being reinvented. The negative aspects of the schedule are that we begin the season playing LSU, although that is at a neutral site, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. We also play 3 ranked opponents, Michigan, Penn State, and Notre Dame. But Penn State and Notre Dame are home games. So I'm predicting an 8-4 regular season, which is a record that would not get us into the college football playoff. All right, so I hope you've enjoyed your time with us today, and we'll see you next time on Off-White Cinematic.